The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio and Carla Palmer behind the scenes. Hey, everyone, how are you doing?
Doing good.
We talk about some of the coolest stuff before we go live. We really do. And Danny, I'm just telling on you right now. Danny was in here acting like a... What were you acting like even? Just like a kid, being so silly.
I was hungry.
And he was eating these horrible potato chips. You know the ones. You can only eat just one, right?
Those are Pringles, aren't they? No, Lay's potato chips. Yeah. Okay, Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, well, there you go, Danny.
No, I think that's Pringles. Pringles, you can only eat. You can't eat just one.
Well,
But they were sour cream and onion.
He was spitting them out of his mouth being funny because we were telling him not to eat that junk.
I was not.
They make good potato chips. It's not that you can't have potato chips, but you got to choose good potato chips.
Those are good.
Which ones are good?
They're really yummy.
Oh, my gosh. The ones, I think, Kettle Brand. Help me out here, Carla. Kettle.
Kettle Cooked ones.
What are the Lundberg ones? My God, they were delicious that we had at the Gluten Expo. Was it Lundberg?
The ancho chili ones?
They're made with all good things.
Well, they were sitting here. I'm not just... I didn't go and buy them. They were sitting here.
I understand.
I just ate someone's chips.
So was this monster.
So someone's going to come in and get pissed because I ate someone's chips.
Well, and it's so funny how fortuitous of me that I opened this Men's Health and I just happened to come across this magazine, this article about how caffeine works.
The health benefits of chips?
No, we're talking about chips and now I'm switching to caffeine because also there was Monster laying around in here. What are you guys thinking? They dropped this off in the kitchen in there and gave you guys a bunch of them so you'd get free shout outs like I'm doing right now. But except I'm not giving them a good shout out because Monster drinks are bad. I'm sorry. It says Rehab, Raspberry Tea, and Energy. This thing's got a ton of caffeine in it. And they trick you by putting stuff like that it's got ginseng and what's the name of those?
Goji berries.
But it's got sucralose in it. It's sweetened with sucralose. So you drink this and you are destroying half of your gut microbiome.
I might have one of those a week.
They taste like
I'm sure it's got dye.
I'm sure. Let's pour it into a cup. Let me see. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
They're not bad. Some of them
color,
are not bad.
It has
dye Danny,
in it.
You don't even know what's good or bad. Okay.
Ooh, it's like a yellow.
It's like a pea yellow or something, like a reddish pea yellow. Okay. Let me see. Okay, so it's got, help me, let's see, how much caffeine does it have in here? Total
we're
carb,
all gonna
3
die.
Grams, yeah. Sugars, 2 grams, yeah, because you're killing yourself with sucralose. Let's see.
If you have one of those every now and then, you're not going to die.
I'm exaggerating to make a point, but the thing is, you know, they try to make
now,
these
if you
drinks
have
look
one
like
of those...
they're healthy. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if it has B6 or B12 or niacin or any of that stuff in it or magnesium because the sucralose offsets anything good in this is offset by the sucralose, which is bad for you,
right.
Which is Splenda for those of you that want to know what sucralose is. What color packet is the Splenda in? Is
yellow.
It the yellow?
That's
yeah.
The yellow.
Well,
yeah.
And you can have healthy drinks. Like, what are we drinking? It's a green...
Tea matcha.
Matcha. It's like, is
Carla
it green tea?
It.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's green tea. It has caffeine in it. It's a natural source. It tastes good.
Yep.
If you wanted to add a little bit of stevia in there, give it
or
a little
sugar.
Bit of sweetness. Yeah,
yeah, tiny bit. Well,
a little honey. I like a little honey.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's good options.
There are a lot of good options.
I feel so much
better
about myself when I have this.
You know what? I feel good, too. I really do. We have a great show coming up today. We've got Ryan Lowry. He's going to be talking about keto for bodybuilders, and I actually want to talk to him about the nuts and bolts of ketogenic nutrition. I stopped by Unrefined Bakery today on my way here because we have our staff meetings on Wednesday at my house. I've already cooked homemade tomato basil cream soup this morning, which I believe is keto friendly. right?
Tomato basil soup.
It's just tomato and basil and spices.
Tomatoes are pretty high in sugar. Depends on how much you're using in there. And then it depends on, are you putting, because most soups have white flour in it to thicken it up. So if it has that, definitely not. But if it's just a watery base.
There's no flour. It's heavy cream, mm-hmm. butter, tomato, basil, a little bit of garlic, and yeah.
Danny's eating the chips.
Yeah.
What?
The chips,
you
laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to be burying you if you don't stop
no,
it.
No, that actually does sound really keto.
It does.
I don't think, it depends on how much tomato you have, but I doubt it would be enough to throw it off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a tomato soup, but the cream and the butter offsets, I think.
Probably.
You know, is that how it works? We'll have to ask Ryan.
So there's a difference between a glycemic index and a glycemic load. The glycemic index is what tomato would be on its own. It could shoot the glycemics up. Index up, but if the glycemic load is, it changes the glycemic index depending on what you're eating it with. So if you're eating it with fatty things or high fibrous things, it slows down the digestion and slows down that effect of the sugar insulin response.
Well, I can tell you, I love butter. I put butter in everything.
I go
through a couple pounds of butter a week.
Yep.
Between my cooking and just eating bread and butter, I get like little tiny pieces. We had it the other night with the chicken yummalicious. Where did I get it from? It was just like, you know, like a baguette that was sliced really, really thin, mm-hmm. little, and and put them in the toaster to get them a little toasty.
And put the butter on there and let it melt.
Oh my gosh! I just love bread and butter.
That's really good this time of year. Is the pumpkin bread with butter on it, right?
Mm.
So I don't usually have it because it has tons of sugar in it. But I made this pumpkin cake.
And you didn't bring it.
I know. I'll try to bring it next week.
Do you have the recipe? Can we put it in our newsletter?
I think so. It's all on like Pinterest or something. I modified it a little bit. But I made it and you put cream cheese frosting on it, which was good. But it basically tastes like pumpkin bread. So today I'm going to make some and just have it with butter and make it in a bread pan.
Nice.
And it's like the same consistency as like flaxseed, almond flour, and coconut flour, along with pumpkin, some spices, butter. And I mean, a little bit of baking soda.
Are you listening, Danny, that there are alternative ways to have delicious food and eat really well and eat healthy food?
I eat well.
As he's chomping down the chips. I love
Danny. Are you Mr. Sleep Study in there?
I eat well.
Who doesn't sleep well either? Which we were talking about that before we went live, too.
Yep.
I'm going to get back to the caffeine about how caffeine works. But, you know, the circadian rhythm, I slept like a baby last night, not for a really long time, about 5 or 6 hours. But I slept really well, and I wake up the minute that sun is even starting to, you know, come on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Because my body is so attuned to the circadian rhythm from just simply doing what the founders of Sun Warrior taught me, mm-hmm. Jan and Denley Falk and Nick Stern talked about it. I got to get them back on the show. They're amazing. But they're the founders of Sun Warrior. They're the ones that turned me on to all this. You know, Sun Warrior, sun gazing. And after a couple of days of doing it, if your sleep is off, it resets your clock. It really does.
It does. It really does. Like just being out there as it rises and sets. I usually can't do it as it rises because I'm up and working like 3 or 4 hours before it even rises. But,
that's a Jewish sunrise sunset?
Sounds like Fiddler on the Roof.
On the Roof song. Yeah. I was just when you said that sunrise sunset, it just popped into my head.
That's one of the few musicals I actually like.
I don't know this.
I just love it. Like if I was a rich man.
Can you sing Sunrise Sunset?
Danny, I don't know that
one. Do you
happen
to have that song in your library by chance?
What?
Sunrise Sunset?
From Fiddler on the Roof soundtrack.
Unfortunately,
oh my gosh.
I know random ones like that, or at least I know of it. I don't know the words.
Yeah, because you don't know music well, but it's funny. Well, you must be from your parents.
It's a classic. Yeah, we grew up watching it. It's one of the few musicals that my parents made me watch that I actually enjoyed.
And it's one of the few musicals I've never seen. I just know the music from my mother singing it. I know.
Really well acted.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
But no, I'll be watching the World Series. I cannot wait.
Yeah, game 7, 3-3.
I know. I want to have a party tonight.
I'm not a baseball fan.
The Dodgers and the Astros.
Dodgers. I knew that the New York Yankees got beat out. I stopped paying attention after that.
I want the Astros to win because that city needs an uplift. It needs a boost after everything that they've been through. And I just think the American thing is to let the Astros
win. Well, you know, we have a couple of avid baseball fans for the trainers that tell us, and I love it. One of them said, I root for baseball to win. He's like, I just want it to be a good game. He's like, I don't care which team, but he's like, I want baseball to
win. It's a good series, so whoever
oh,
wins.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Not last night. Last night's game was it was a,
I didn't watch last night.
It was
night.
A little boring. I didn't see all of it because I was doing all the Halloween stuff. But the night before, oh, my God. It was on till like midnight, and mm-hmm. it was so exciting. It made me feel like I was watching the Yankees again, and I was 12 years old. It was great.
Yeah, that was Monday, wasn't it? Or yeah. Sunday. Sunday night? Monday
was it Sunday?
Night?
Sunday.
I think it was Sunday night. Yeah. But so I got caffeine. How caffeine works, we're going to have to talk about this maybe a little later on in the show. We've got a great show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Daniel Tagg, and Daniel Miles. I've got Ryan Lowry on the line. Right, for those of you just now joining us, have never maybe listened to One Life Radio, Ryan Lowry is a regular on the show. He's a PhD student at Concordia University, has published over 80 manuscripts, abstracts, and book chapters on human performance. I'm going to go there, Lexi. You know that
what
I am.
What are you guys talking about?
You'll know in a second, Ryan, okay. What I'm giggling about. Okay. So he also serves as the president of the Applied Science and Performance Institute in Tampa, Florida, and he has got some guns on. According to Lexi and Daniel, who've been checking out your arms, Ryan.
I think Lexi was more checking them out
this
than me.
This is awkward. No, I can't help it.
Do you like big arms?
That's
no,
her job.
It's not.
She has to know our guest experts. Well,
I have to know them inside and out.
Hey, Ryan. Jake does say that you have the best arms in the lab, Ryan. So that's what he says.
So, well, Ryan, you. Would you send us a picture of your arms so we can put them on social media?
That's awesome.
I think that would be fun, actually. Everyone loves
Ryan,
a good arm.
Ryan, as a fellow ripped manly man, do you enjoy a chip every now and then?
You know, I do.
There you go.
Okay.
But now and then it's not a bad thing.
Yes, but Ryan, you don't eat crappy chips, do you? You eat good quality chips. Do
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
See, Danny.
Yeah. Because they were ripping me. They were pretty much ripping me because I had a bag of, the sour cream and onion Lay's, and I was enjoying them.
Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now, Danny. I'm going to get you a whole basket full of every type of delicious chip.
Oh, no, just give me a casket.
Well, you can't eat chips on the ketogenic diet, right, Keto? I mean, right, Ryan? That's your new nickname,
just
Keto.
Pork rinds. That's the chip replacement. Yep.
What's
pork rinds?
Pork rinds.
Oh, well,
and they can be really good,
but
too.
But I'm not going to eat a tortured pig. I'm sorry.
It's just the skin of the pig.
I know, but do they make it? Is the skin of a pig that is so gross? Is that really what it is?
Right, Ryan? It's basically just from the skin. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So
okay.
They could just, just like a sheep, shear the skin off a pig, right? No, they can't do that, but that'd be funny.
What about all the toxins in the pig skin?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it depends on where the pig comes from.
Right. If it's, but do they make organic, like, untortured, pasture-raised
pig skins? Yeah, it's on the bag. Untortured, pasture-raised pigs, pork rinds. Yeah.
I'm serious, though. Well, don't get me started because we won't be able to continue here. We gotta talk about keto for bodybuilders.
I got a question for Ryan too on the keto for bodybuilding, right? So like everyone always talks about how you can get lean on keto, right? But the big thing with bodybuilders is can you build as much lean muscle mass without doing absorbent amounts of carbs? Can you build just as much muscle mass on keto as you could with a standard diet for a bodybuilder with the carbs?
Right, and that's a big question.
That is a good question.
And a lot of people are afraid of going keto because they go, my muscles are just going to shrink. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose a ton of muscle, and it's not possible to gain as much size.
Right.
But that's just, it's false. We did a study at our lab, and we actually looked at these high-level athletes. And one of the things I want listeners to understand is that muscle is important not just for males, but for females too.
Right.
So when we're talking about being able to gain muscle, it applies to everyone. So I think one of the things that people don't really understand or know is that you can gain muscle on a ketogenic diet. And our research found when you train the same way, you train just as hard as someone who's eating carbohydrates, you're able to gain just as much muscle. But we saw that the subjects that were on a ketogenic diet lost significantly more fat.
Mm-hmm. Well, so keto for bodybuilders. Okay, so keto, for people that are just now joining us that maybe don't even know, they're like, what is up with all this keto talk? What is keto? Can you give them a quick breakdown, please?
Yeah, most people know it as a high-fat, very low-carb, moderate protein diet. It's basically a diet that places your body into this state of ketosis where your body's primarily utilizing fat, whether it's from the diet or your own body fat, as fuel versus the sugar that everyone still has in their system from last night from trick-or-treating. That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Well, last week we had Miriam on. What was the name of the author? I'm so sorry. I can't pull up her name right now. Miriam, she's also an expert in keto. She was amazing on the show, Ryan. I know that you know her personally.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. What is her last name?
Calamian.
Calamian. That's right. She was awesome. We talked about it last week. But a lot of people don't think they understand the nuts and bolts of ketogenic nutrition and how really amazing it can be for the body, especially if you have diseases like epilepsy or cancer, or you just really, like we're talking about today, want to have an amazing body. You can get those type of results from a ketogenic diet, correct?
Right. And where it really started was epilepsy, but most people hear about it nowadays for its fat loss and body composition benefits, but it extends far, far beyond that. And like you mentioned, therapeutically, we're doing research with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancer. I mean, just really bringing our bodies to this state where it's utilizing body fat as fuel versus processed carbohydrates and sugar all the time.
Is LeBron James still on the keto? Is he still keto? Because I know he was.
He isn't anymore that I know of. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of athletes. There's a lot of athletes, believe it or not, that they'll never come out and say it. And celebrities. Like there's just a huge recent story about 2 weeks ago about Kim Kardashian and how she lost all of her baby weight utilizing a ketogenic diet.
Yeah.
But a lot of athletes because they're all around these similar circles, utilize the same nutritionists and coaches and things like that, that they hear about it, and if it works for one, they're all going to start trying to use it.
Now, you have to stay. I mean, it is not a diet. It's, you know, it's a lifestyle. You can't do ketogenic 2 days and then one day, you know, eat a pizza and then go back to keto. You have to stay on that, don't you?
You will blow up if you don't do
it. No, that's the question I have. Does it set you back that much if, like yesterday, you had a bunch of candy because, of you know, your kids are trick-or-treating?
Yeah, and it all depends on the person. Like, if someone's been keto for 10 months and then they had some candy yesterday, they're not going to get set back too much. But the people who kind of ride that roller coaster of, all right, I'm going to diet now and I'm going to really stay hard on it, and then they hit 4 days and then or 5 days and the weekend comes and they just blow it out on the weekend, they can get hit pretty hard. And really, that's the epitome of a lot of, unfortunately, it's a lot of our society, mm-hmm. is that we try and diet down to these extremes, and then it's like you hit a party or something, and then it's like binging, and it's like, whoa, what just happened? And they spiral downwards from there.
That's me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, 5 days a week, pretty much, I eat pretty healthy. But there's, you know, on the weekend or something like that.
I see you 5 days a week. Which 5 days?
Well, I mean, for the normal mortal, I'm, you know. But no, I mean, seriously, if I go to especially this time of year of the holidays, if I go to a holiday party, I'm not going to just go for, you know, the cauliflower and no, I'm gonna pig out and have some beer and mm-hmm. and that's why I asked Ryan. I mean, does that really set you back? Now, granted, like you said, if you're on the ketogenic diet for a good 10 months or a year, you know your body. But for those who are just starting out, they don't know your body, and then they look, oh my God, I gained weight on this. I didn't lose weight, or I gained fat. I didn't lose fat.
What do you say to that, Ryan?
Yeah, and a lot of that could be people just eating copious and amounts of fat and not realizing how many calories they're taking in, or kind of doing what you're saying is like, you know what, I'm really strict with it for 5 days, but then on the weekend I hit the pizza joint with my family and mm-hmm. I have a couple beers, and it's just you're kind of setting yourself back by really, I really like the concept of making it a lifestyle. You don't have to be restricted, and that's mm-hmm. one of the biggest things I tell people. It's not like, oh my gosh, all I can eat is avocados,
right,
eggs and bacon. That's it. It's like, well, no, there's a lot of different options. It's about making it so, yeah, some days you might just be lower carb, not necessarily keto. But if you're keto most of the time, you're probably going to mm-hmm. see a lot of those benefits.
How is it different than the Atkins diet?
Well, let me ask you this. On those occasions that I've sat at a table with you and Daniel and Sean Wells and watched you guys eat, large amounts of pancakes with your eggs, what do you do that once a week?
Wait a minute,
how
pancakes?
Often do you do? Yes.
What kind of pancakes?
I've never ate pancakes in front of you. It's once every 2 to 3 weeks.
Or maybe it was. It was just you and maybe it was Ryan and Sean Wells.
It wasn't me.
Okay. What kind of pancakes, though?
Pancakes. Like, but how often can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's – Sean usually has these carb-up days where he'll have something. If he's been – the thing is, Sean's been adapted for years. And so I've been on the ketogenic diet for 5, 6 years. So having one day where I have normal pancakes won't throw me out. But for most people, that's like an everyday occurrence. They'll hit a chain restaurant and they'll go pancakes and get the Grand Supreme or the Grand Slam.
But you know, here's the thing: you can still get that satisfaction of feeling like you're eating like regular pancakes because there's so many great recipes out there. It's just the nature of the ingredients that you use, correct?
Exactly. I make some every weekend, so I make low carb pancakes using coconut and almond flour.
Right.
Organic coconut and almond flour. Yep.
I do too.
Yep. And what do you That's use great. For the maple syrup? Do you cheat a little and use like real maple syrup or what?
Yeah. Well, most of the time I usually just put whipped cream on mine. So I just take heavy whipped cream.
Well, there you go.
The one that I make my own mm-hmm. and I put them all over.
Oh, I love whipped cream.
You can use maple extract, a little bit of erythritol, and what was the base? There's something else for the base, and make your own as well with virtually no
when
sugar.
When I make mine, I just take a pint of the whipped cream. It takes 2 minutes to make, three minutes to whip it up. Mm-hmm. Couple drops of stevia, maybe a little bit of a xylitol I'll use, and that's mm-hmm. it, because I don't like it super sweet. And you can throw like raspberries on top, and that will not take you out of ketosis, correct?
Exactly.
Or just put butter on it.
Or butter. Yeah, that's butter. Hey, I'm in heaven.
So, real quickly, Ryan, you know, for those who are not familiar with the ketogenic diet, but they are familiar, you know, 20 years ago of the Atkins diet, how is this different than the Atkins diet?
Yeah, so the introduction phase to the Atkins diet is very similar to a ketogenic diet. But the Atkins diet, over time, starts to really increase protein and carbohydrate intake up to where levels where you might not be in ketosis, but it's still low carb. So The Atkins, everyone's heard of the Atkins at some point. It's very similar, but a lot of their products that are out now, I mean, those are brutal from an ingredient.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, some of the worst ingredients out there. Just terrible ingredients. Thank you for pointing that out, too. The thing about the ketogenic diet, too, what I love is it gets you back in the kitchen, making your own food, taking control of your health, your mind, your body, your spirit, and getting nice and strong and shutting down any potential disease. You know, I know people say that they want to be on the ketogenic diet kind of as a maintenance. We were talking about that with Dr. Miriam.
Calamian.
Yeah, she was talking about that just for maintenance, kind of. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
All right, Ryan. Thank you so much. Always great to have you on the air with us. And send us a picture of those arms, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for anxiety and to get some good sleep. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Daniel Miles, and Rosalie Robinson is in studio with us now, and Carla Palmer is on the sidelines. She's one of the coaches here on One Life Radio. I want to let everyone know to listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or tune in. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this to you. Paleo Magazine, Sun Warrior, we talked about them, and an amazing company. Charlotte's Web, which is CW Hemp. It's the finest natural Colorado wellness and hemp extract that you can find. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, and good old Squatty Potty. If you don't have one, you need one. It's a great Christmas present too, so order yours now. I got the 3-pack online at SquattyPotty.com, and you get a price break, and you can give them away for great Christmas presents. So I owe Tina Burnett one. Can you believe she didn't get one? She was waiting for me to get her one for Christmas last year. And I want to give a shout out to probioticsy'all.com. That's Autumn Warren's company. Ether Elixir, her new flavor, ginger lemon turmeric, is coming out. We taste tested it here on the air on Monday.
Yummy.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. She made me a special bottle of it. I feel so special. It's in my refrigerator. We had some last night. I actually took a shot of it and then drank some Prosecco with my leftover chicken yummalicious, because it's important to eat well and it's important to cook for yourself and your family. So I encourage everyone to get back in the kitchen. And I love what we're talking about today with Daniel Tay. He is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, which is right next door to iHeartMedia. And he is certified in orthokinetics and biomechanics of resistance training. He's a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. He was a wildland firefighter, and this guy is awesome. We love having him as a part of the One Life Radio team. Today we're talking about sheer force. So what is sheer force? Oh, I'm supposed to say it, sheer force.
Yeah, sheer
what
force.
What is it?
So dictionary.com, the definition of it is a force acting on a substance in direct perpendicular to the extension of the substance. So that makes no sense, right? So basically...
Can you draw a picture for me? I did not compute.
Right? So your femur, which is the big leg bone, right?
Yeah.
It sits over your ankle, which is the tibia and fibula.
My femurs are looking good, right? I gotta say. Okay?
So say you're sitting down and your knee's kind of at a 90-degree angle. Say you were sitting back against a wall, okay, because this is one of the exercises that has the worst shear force on the knees. Everyone talks about the shear force and how bad it is. It's basically when one bone with the force is kind of pressed and sliding over the other bone. So if you're sitting at a 90-degree angle with your knees back against the wall, what do we know? For every force, there's an equal and opposite force. So if you're pushing against the wall, it's pushing directly out towards you, and it shoves your femur, which is the thigh bone, directly over your shin bone, which is the tibia and fibula, and that is direct shear force.
Which is acting as a substance in a direction perpendicular to the extension of the substance.
Yes.
You're so smart, Bernadette.
Okay. Yes. So people always talk about this thing as it's a horrible thing, and they have no idea even what the definition is or really what it is.
What are some examples of sheer force, like in a sports situation?
Oh, geez. If you were going to run and stop, going from a dead sprint, stop, you're trying to stop everything completely, and your knee's going to bend. And again, all the force is going forward, and if you have cleats on or spikes or something like that, your foot plants pretty good. Your knee is going to start to slide over that tibia and fibula. Now, it happens in, you can't see it, you can't feel it half the time, but there is that direct force pushing one bone over the other.
Here's a good example.
Shear force.
When you watch baseball and you see in super slow motion someone hitting a home run, the ball hits the bat, and you see the bat.
Yeah.
You see the bat wobble when it hits that ball.
Yeah.
Right.
And kind of like when you see in football or basketball, when you see someone plant and they show it in super slow motion, everything, the inertia kind of goes forward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you cut, there's going to be some shear force kind of to the side of the knee every time you cut. So when you do athletics, you're going to have quite a bit of it going on. That's unavoidable.
Well, what are some of the myths of shear force?
So the myths would be the big thing that everyone talks about are these leg extensions are horrible for the knees. No one should do them, right? And it's not a leg extension. It's a knee extension. That drives me nuts. You're extending your knee. It's not the leg.
Anyways, it called when you're on your stomach and you're doing those?
So those would be knee flexions.
Oh, knee flexions.
Working the hamstrings.
Tina used to make me do those to get my hamstrings strong.
So if you look at it, you start at a 90-degree angle and you have your shins. There's a pad on your shins and you kind of lift that pad up and your leg kind of straightens and the knee locks out at the top. So there's not a lot of shear force because there's no direct pressure sliding the bone over the other one. There's a rotational force going on, but it's rotating in the socket. The only time there's any kind of shear force in that movement is if when you lock out, then there's that weight kind of pulling you down on one end, and there's a little bit of slippage going directly down with the tibia and the femur over each other.
So I'm thinking we should have you on Facebook Live right now so people could see this.
I know what
thing.
I'm doing with my hands.
He's doing it with his hands, and it makes more sense because the visual is helping me to process this sheer force understanding.
Well, you know what I've seen occasionally is you're talking about when someone goes up against the wall in a 90-degree angle.
They're bent.
And I see people putting plates of weight
on their
lap.
So
and they're holding it.
The plates wouldn't actually be as bad as the force coming from the wall because it's not directly pressing that femur out over the tibia and fibula. It works in isometric contraction of the glutes, hamstrings, and quads, and you'll feel it mainly in the quads. Mm-hmm. It really is what it is. And I don't see the benefit of putting plates on there. And if you want to hold that position, just do a squat and hold it low. It does the same effect, but without that shear force. And that's one of the other myths, is that if your knee is going over your toes while in a squat, that you're going to have tons of shear force. It depends. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if the weight goes on your toe, then all the force kind of shifts to where that femur, again, is sliding over that tibia and fibula, the ankle bone, right?
Yeah.
So if you keep the weight on the heels, so people at home, try this if you're not driving, right? If you go down in the squat, bend the knees relatively.
Try it while driving. This will be fun.
Yeah, right?
Well, do you need to be moving fast in order for this to happen? No, not necessarily, right?
Well, no, you could be moving slow, but it's more likely to happen if you're moving fast, right? But if you're going down into a squat, keep the weight on the heels and let your knees bend as far as you can before the weight has to go to the toes, because at a certain point, you'll lose mm-hmm. ankle flexion mm-hmm. and the weight will have to go to the toe to get more stop there before that happens. And you can, if you have ankle flexion, you can let your knees go way over the toes with the weight on the heel and have no direct shear force because the weight is going back, not forward, mm-hmm. right? Now, if you go even a shallow squat, but you go all knees and the weight is on the toes, then you have that femur sliding with direct force over that tibia and fibula.
Mm-hmm.
So, and back to the knee extensions, the thing about that is you got to make sure that that leg, the thing that you lift up, is only going one direction. It's going straight up and straight down. There's no rotation. If you do not have your knee lined up with the center of your hip, kind of the outside of your hip, then your knee is going to be rotated out. And now there is a little bit of shear force kind of going at a diagonal mm-hmm. angle, because your knee's kind of facing, say, a 45 degrees angle, which is a huge thing, whereas the force of the weight is going up 0 degrees. There's 45 degree shear there.
Well, so there are some exercises that have more potential for shear than others, right?
Yes, and that's kind of what I was talking about. The wall squat's one of them. The regular squat, if you let the knees go so far forward that the weight is going to the toes, so okay. you can let the knees go forward if you can handle it with keeping the weight on the heels and not have that shear force on it. Okay?
Well, Sean Wells wanted me to ask you, so what about sex and shear force?
So I'm sure there's all kinds of positions that you could get in.
Is that
in.
Why you called him Sean Wan?
Sean Wan.
It was so funny. Sean was going down. We just killed some intervals, right? And we're going down, and he's dying. And he gets this protein drink, and it's called Lean Body. And the guy, as he's walking down, you can put it on your account. He's like, oh, Lean Body? And Sean's like, oh, well, thank you. But no, you can put this on my account too. It was just so effortless. And he was so tired, so the brain shouldn't be working that well.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It was just so flawless. It was awesome. But back to the other thing with the other exercise that would do it is the traveling lunges. Like when you're doing a lunge, and a standard lunge, not the lunge that we kind of do over at Telos, but if you're going down and one knee's touching the ground, uh-huh. right, and the other knee's kind of bent, if you're going forward and having to stop, your weight's going on your toes, that leg that's down, that's being planted, mm-hmm. you're getting shear force over that ankle or over that shin bone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're also, if you look at the knee that's pointing down towards the ground, gravity's actually pushing it over your other leg. So that's one of the reasons that is not a safe exercise. If you want to do a lunge, keep the back leg completely straight, keep the weight on the forward leg's heel, mm-hmm. and don't let the knee bend too much. And you'll get a little bit more glute, a little less quad, and you'll negate that shear force.
What about reverse lunges?
So reverse lunge, there would be not as much. There would be no shear force on the lead leg if you're doing reverse lunges. There would still be the same first force of gravity pushing down on the back leg, because that knee is kind of facing mm-hmm. down and the ankle is bent to where you're still having that knee kind of slide over the ankle
right.
area.
Yeah, but so it's important to keep, when you're doing reverse lunges, your quads like really engaged.
Quads and then another thing you got to be careful with, anytime you bend that back knee, if you look at the angle of the toes, okay, mm-hmm. you are jamming those things into tons of flexion. Unless you're just what do they call those people that can bend all kinds of different ways? Contortionist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unless you're a contortionist, you probably don't have that much range of extension on your toes
right.
that you're driving into, and usually putting a lot of weight on that back leg. So if you're going to do it, don't put any weight on that back leg with the toes.
Right.
Or keep the back leg straight and just use that as a stability thing and not a load-bearing thing. So even if your toes are flexed, you're not jamming it into flexion.
Right. I can remember, I can hear Tina saying that to me. No weight on the back leg whatsoever.
Yes.
All right. Always great. Love talking about exercise with you, Daniel Tagg. He's an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. We've got Rosalie Robinson coming up. She is the president and founder of Consilium. Consilium Human Capital and Vice President of Human Resources for MAG Retail Group. We're going to be talking about the isms are here. I'll let you think about that while we go to break. We'll be right back.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Rosalie Robinson. She is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital and vice president of human resources for MAG Retail Group. Rosalie is our in-house human resources expert. She has over 30 years of HR leadership experience working with both Fortune 500 companies and small businesses. She is an experienced executive coach with a certification in the from the International Federation of Coaches and the University of Texas at Dallas. Love this woman. So today we're talking about the isms are here. So what are the isms?
Man, there's so many isms.
I know.
Right? And I think right now they become much bigger and more polarizing in our discussions with one another, because people point to President Trump and they kind of feel like, wow, he is driving this division. But if you think about it, one of the interesting things I consider is, I think he's also driving a dialogue, right? Mm-hmm. Whether intentionally or unintentionally, mm-hmm. That circle around a lot of the common isms that impact all of us, whether you want to call it conservatism, mm-hmm. right? Fundamentalism, racism, sexism, ageism,
yeah.
right? But they affect us, right?
And absolutely.
If we utilize the most recent issue that occurred, you know, the gentleman who used his car as a weapon, killing about 8+ people,
yeah.
right, who are pedestrians riding their bike, etc., and injuring another, 11, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
people, that kind of lends itself to some of the more hate dialogue that we get into in these isms, right?
Right.
In our day to day.
But I think that raising the, you know, I think that dialogue is a good thing because obviously there is a lot of contempt deep inside a lot of different people that, that needs to come out because we're not going anywhere. I mean, unless you leave the country, you know, we have to live together. We have to work together. We have to drive together. And we have to keep our, you know what, together. So
I almost said that. Yeah.
I wanted to say it, but I can't.
You can't say that on the air?
You can't say it. You can't even spell the word.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually even an acceptable word for me. Wow.
Right?
You guys are strict.
Yeah. Right? I know. That's a good word, too. Yeah. I like that word. Yeah. Okay, but we can't use it. So, but we do need to get our itty-shay together. So,
yes. See, you know? I like when she says that. One of my favorite things. I can't even do it on my own. Yeah. But you're right. You got to. We have to get our stuff together. At the end of the day, the dialogue is only a beginning, though, right? And a dialogue is important because it means two people are engaging in some meaningful kind of discussion together that's productive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what happens, though, amongst these isms is rather than a dialogue, we get into a monologue. Right. Mm. We get into where one individual or groups of individuals feel like I have the answer. I have the prevailing point. And I really think right now in our society, it's more important than ever with the number of isms that are out there, right? Mm-hmm. That we become more open and more transparent. So what I mean by that is we need to be more open that, wow, I don't necessarily have the answer. I have my feelings.
Right.
Right. I have my perspective, but I am open to traveling a path to hear and understand your perspective. And I'll give you a really, I think, laser-focused idea here. I heard about a case today where a gentleman had his daughter, who's 11 years old, going to school, and the daughter's being bullied. Mm-hmm. Right. She is a white female. She's normal like everybody else when you look at her, right? But, you know, for a reason that others feel like, hey, you know what? You're quiet. I'm going to bully you. Mm-hmm. You are, and fill in the blank, right? Mm-hmm. As children, right? So now this parent has to spend time trying to unpack and help that child psychologically deal with that. And his choice is not to say, these people, these kids are bad. Their parents raised them poorly. You're mm-hmm. good. Instead, he said, you know what? Let's focus on how you can be stronger so that you can feel good about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we can ignore these and we can put you in a safe environment where you can feel good. That sometimes people just have this problem. And I think that's a very important kind of method, right? When you think mm-hmm. about it, there's not a blaming.
Right.
There's not a shaming. There's a focus of let's divorce these two things. Yes, there's some people who are treating you badly. I get that. This is wrong. But let's find some way to help you feel safe, help you get stronger, and help you deal with it productively.
Well, I think it starts with the social media. I think kids have way too much freedom when mm-hmm. it comes to social media. Again, I'm going to give a shout out for they're actually coming up on the show to talk about it, Screenagers. And just everything that's going on mm-hmm. in social media that you need mm-hmm. to be aware of as parents, mm-hmm. Both male and female. There's different sets of problems for different sex. But, mm-hmm. I mean, children just have way too much freedom. You know, and they can pick on you so easily on social media, too. Not yes. like the good old days. You do it in the playground and you get your you-know-what kicked.
Well,
you know, because someone stands up to you and says, you can't do that. I think of a dear friend of mine, a childhood friend, Toni Van Alstyne, who was badly burned. She mm-hmm. listened to the show as a child, and we were in fourth grade. And there was a couple of boys picking on her because she stuttered. And I threatened to, you know, get in their face. Mm-hmm. And I never even fought. It was just so wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to be physical like that, but I you know, you've got to speak out. We've got to speak out. We have to teach that to our children, to speak out against evil.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We do have to teach people to say, you take a stance, and we have to teach people also to be able to not have that stance be so rigid that I can't hear where mm-hmm. the other person's coming from. That part of hearing and dialoguing is so important because it makes the difference between I understand and I choose to try and say, hey, I agree to disagree, versus I need to all of a sudden pick up arms and I'm going to harm you.
Well, what do you think is the dialogue? What do you think is a dialogue happening today?
Well, I mean, I think it's different for different subjects, right? So let's talk
about sexism.
So, hot topic. So let's talk about sexism. You have the constant conversation around, you know, women are not paid equitably to men. You clearly don't have as many females on boards, but you have actual statistical mm-hmm. data that has continuously been shown that women who are in those leadership roles, those companies are performing better.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, well, women have such a better way of looking at it. It's different, right? We see things differently. And it's not that a woman, right, is better than a man. It's that dynamically together, the information we bring and extract and share and collaborate through really helps, you know, yin and yang, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get that balance, right? And well, so I think that's important.
There's an article, I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. It says, My Bad ASS Mom. And this was written by a guy, Michael Easter. It's in Men's Health Magazine. Everything I know about being a man, I learned from a woman. And I love it. Women deserve to have the respect for what they know,
yes.
for what they bring to the table.
Yes.
And this sexism really needs to stop. It's so ignorant.
And if you think about the tech world, right? And you think of sexism, that's still a very prevalent and great example, right? And then you think about sexual harassment and a lot of what we've heard recently. There's even a recent case involving, I think, an NPR exec that was on their show earlier today. He had a complaint registered by someone in their organization. He wasn't suspended for that, but he was suspended when it was reported in a national periodical mm-hmm. that he had a prior case, right? Mm-hmm. So now you have to ask yourself, okay, so is that what it takes, right, for women to get equitable and fair hearing and understanding and consideration? Is that I have to have somebody else, put you out and shame you in public and say, hey, did you realize this guy had these cases before? I mean, many years ago. So you end up saying, when is it going to be time for a woman's voice to be heard in a fair and respectful manner, just as you hear a guy,
mm-hmm.
right? Why are we discounted if someone says, this guy looked at me in a way that made me uncomfortable? Oh, you're just being too sensitive.
Right.
Go
right.
sit down. And then I don't get the job. I don't get considered. And in the technology field, it's an issue not only of equitable pay, but it's also about opportunity to take those roles, those senior seasoned roles. I always think of the question one leader said they were going to ask a candidate, well, I'm just curious how your family would feel. Would you ask a man that question?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I remember being asked, why am I going back to work after my divorce? Why would I go back to work? It's like, why wouldn't I? And I said, and it was a woman that actually said it to me.
Yeah.
And I said, why wouldn't I? And furthermore, if I was a man, you would never ask me that question. How dare you ask me that question?
That's
I have
right.
a right to live my life to the fullest. And that doesn't change just because I have a vagina.
Right. Right. Right.
You can say that word?
I think you can say vagina.
Okay.
Vagina, vagina. Ovaries, ovaries.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. We're out of time. Oh, my gosh. Well, how much fun was that?
That was good.
I feel free. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show. I love you, Rosalie. You always bring out the best in me. All right, everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life, and you get one, you know. Get out there and make the most of it.